It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And today on the show, we have barbecue, Sharon. I mean, it's hot outside, so we've got to bring all the heat inside. We should bring the smoker in, too.
Beautiful thing, yeah. This is an awesome day or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot, and we're bringing some really good hot food.
Yum.
Is there anything going on out there, except for all the, like, you know, heat.
We got a heat advisory tomorrow, and, you know, always things going on. You know, the dunes are open, but I know that they're closing some beaches again.
Yeah, East Chicago, Michigan
Whiting,
City.
Yeah, yeah.
All those areas.
But so not the hopefully dunes. That's just a short-term thing.
Well, those
we
people
know.
From Chicago
yeah.
keep coming over here and invading us.
Know,
sort of like the Asian
heck?
Carp.
Those people.
Isn't it the same thing? The Asian carp, Chicagoans? I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
No comment on Asian carp.
But yeah, that's the reason. It's just totally overcrowded. Yeah. Totally 100% overcrowded.
Yeah,
it's like
know,
ridiculous.
It's crazy.
So no one can cool off unless you got an air conditioner.
Absolutely.
Or an ice machine you could jump into.
You know, yeah, an ice machine would be great.
It would be
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So, we want the people out there to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And Rolando and Trey from Bark's Barbecue is here, and they got gift cards to give out. But you got to give us a good question.
Yeah, you know, you got to participate.
You got to participate.
Call up and take part in the show.
Exactly. That's all we ask.
Join the conversation. We're not going to insult you.
No.
There are no stupid questions.
None. None
exactly.
at all. Because I ask all the stupid questions.
I think of stupid questions and then ask them.
You already got a question?
I got the first question. Okay. I've been sampling over there. How long do you smoke your meats before they're served?
They go anywhere from 4 to 16 hours.
Do you use certain kinds of woods for different flavors?
We use oak, cherry, and hickory.
I'm telling you, the samples that I'm having,
there you
awesome.
Go. So, Tom, 4 to 16 hours, that means a little brew. You can take a nap and wake up, and it'll be ready for you.
Yeah.
No work involved.
Get up
and then have some more brew.
And then have some more brew. That's how it is.
Priorities.
So, you ready to go over to Bark's Barbecue?
Yeah, let's do it.
And Bark's Barbecue is in Portage, so you can't walk there. You can't jog there.
We can walk to the train.
Are we going to take a train?
Yeah.
A choo-choo train?
We can do that.
Is it, wait, it's just waiting
enough.
Right here in Maryville, right outside the station here?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear it. I see it. You got the old-fashioned one, like from Petticoat Junction.
Mm-hmm.
You
nothing
know?
But style.
There you go.
Here we go.
There we go. Going right out there. Right mm-hmm.
How fast inch. Can this thing go, I wonder?
I don't know, about 35 miles an hour. We got to go a little faster than that.
Try.
Yeah, because I don't think Rolando and Trey's going to wait for us forever.
They're busy guys.
Busy, busy guys.
A lot of good cooking to
there
do.
There you go. Okay, we're pulling up to the Bark's Barbecue here in Portage. There we go. Now we're going to say bye to everyone on the train. Bye-bye, train. So we want to thank Bark's Barbecue for coming on. We got Rolando. It's Rolando Martinez and Trey Mattson. Trey's the chef, and Rolando's the owner.
Well, we're both owners.
Oh, you're both owners?
Both owners, yes.
Okay. So, Rolando, why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
Years ago, I started off with back about, I think it was like 2006, 2007, I started with a publication called the NWI Entertainer. And I focused a lot on Lake and Porter County. I started seeing just a little bit of all the trends that take place in restaurants. Since a lot of majority of my clientele was selling advertising to local bars.
So this was your publication?
Yes.
Personal publication?
Yes.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
cool.
So I got to see like what was going on in Lake and Porter County and LaPorte County. And I was always fascinated by food. And I got involved with the restaurant called Gastro 49. It's
right.
About 5.5 years ago
mm-hmm.
in Chesterton. And then met Trey. And we expanded over to Big Time Burgers and Brew, which we opened up last year.
Where'd you graduate from? Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in Chicago, actually.
Okay.
Quigley South.
I've heard that before,
yeah,
probably
Quigley.
On the news. I never go to Chicago for anything.
Yeah.
So how long did you have this magazine?
I had it for about 11 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your primary job?
Yes.
And then you decided, hey, I want to dabble in something else.
Yes, I want to dabble into the
restaurant. Did you ever cook before? Were you ever?
No, actually, still don't.
I heard that from Trey.
Yes, I still don't.
Trey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Local dude, loves to make food for people.
Where'd you go to school for at?
Lowell.
You went to Lowell?
Yep.
Okay. And how'd you get into the restaurant or the culinary part?
It was just something I wanted to do from when I was a little kid. I used to watch cooking shows and watch my grandma's cook. And that's something I love.
So what kind of restaurants did you work at before you started with
Rolando? I've been from fine dining to pizza. I've done everything. In several different states.
Yeah. And folks, that they can't see us out there, you can tell we're all working chefs and restaurateurs because we all have black T-shirts on. And that's pretty common in the restaurant because you don't want to see all the stains and everything. Yeah. But we all have our black T-shirts on. So, folks, we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and talk to Trey or Rolando from Barks Barbecue and get a gift card. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So, how long have you had Barks now? And you know what? Another thing is, why is it spelled B-A-R-Q-U-E? Who came up with that?
I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I just, it's just a play on the spelling, but the bark for the bark on the outside of the meat.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of where I came up with it.
Well, let me ask you this, Trey. Do they smoke with bark ever? Do they just use the bark for smoking? You ever heard of that?
I mean, there is bark on, all of the wood that we
right, but I mean, use, just straight bark.
I personally have not seen that, no.
I was just wondering because I thought maybe that was the reason why it was called bark, because you use more of the bark of the wood.
No, I just put a nice deep bark crust on the outside of the meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've had this place for about a year.
Oh, actually, no. We just opened up the 2nd of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're very, very...
So when I spoke to you last year, you were just getting into...
Right, we were just getting, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your other place.
Big Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Time opened up in March of 19.
Okay.
And we had actually came here, I believe it was in May or June, did the show here. And so we've celebrated a year already there at Big Time. And before that, Gastro, we've been there for, like I said, in March, we also celebrated 5 years there.
So how many places you have?
We have three places.
You do have three places. Yes. So you have the Big Time Burger and Brew.
Mm-hmm.
You have Barks Barbecue.
Yes.
And you have?
Gastro 49.
Gastro 49. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Trey, are you involved with all three of these? And now, I didn't realize you were co-owners, but you're involved with all three?
I'm involved with Big Time and Bark with mm-hmm. Rolly.
Okay. So how involved are you? Are you, like, prepping and making things for both places?
Yes, both places.
Both places.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. And the other place, do you have your own, just like your own chef over there?
Yes, yeah. Crew over there. Mm-hmm.
So why barbecue?
Why not? That's what we always say. I mean, you look at Portage,
there wasn't one. So.
There is no barbecue place in there.
No, I mean, nothing really close at all, to be honest.
So we all went through this COVID thing, and when it all went down, Rolando, what was going through your mind? What was the first? I know I pretty much kicked everyone out of the restaurant and shut the door. But what was going through your mind?
Our staff. Our staff, really, mainly, because, we provide jobs. That's what we do. That's really the most important part is you got your job and you got people that depend on that, they come to work every day. And then you have your customers that... it's nice when you create a relationship with your team, and then you're creating your relationship with your guests.
So what was going through you guys' mind? Like, I thought it was the end of the world, but what was going through your guys' mind?
It was very scary, of course. We weren't sure if we were gonna survive. It's when you start off, it's very hard. You got to get that. It takes years to develop that trust of the people.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden, something like this happens, and really devastating.
People don't realize that it does take years for the trust. I mean, myself, I just really don't just jump into any restaurant and eat. I got to go in there, try it out, eat it. Does it taste good? Yeah. Did it make me sick? No. Oh, I'm going back. And that's how I feel. I mean,
it's like
I really
establishing a relationship.
Yeah, I have to trust the place, and I have to know what's going on.
Right.
So Did you guys stay open at all?
We tried it probably the first two weeks.
And then by
the 29th of March, we cut it.
Really?
Yeah, we
so you have no like pickup window or anything like that?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nowadays, that's probably the thing to get if you have a restaurant is a pickup window.
What about a carry out? Did you guys do that?
We tried it. Those were the two weeks between like that 16th, that Monday, to like the 28th, 29th. And then that was it.
And it wasn't picking up?
No.
Is it carry out? No?
Okay. No.
So what changes have you made now? Just continue on. I mean, how much are you open with?
We did reduce our hours at Big Time. Mm-hmm. To 4 to 9, just evening hours,
uh-huh.
And 12 to 6 on Sundays. We kept all the hours the same at Bark, though. It's Wednesday through Sunday,
uh-huh.
From 11 to 8.
So, I mean, inside, did you make any kind of structural changes? Did you have to do any of that, or were you just requiring your employees to wear masks? And
yeah, everyone wears a mask. We've marked off the tables that people can't sit at. But no, I mean, nothing. We didn't have to do anything structural. The restaurants are set up in a way that where we can easily separate people.
Okay. Now, like me with the drive-thru, I actually gained new customers.
Sure.
I started seeing new faces. Did you see any of that? I know you were closed down. Did you see any new people?
I saw it happen for a lot of other restaurants that have the same, restaurants with those, with carry-out windows or stuff like that really increased their business in a lot of places.
Yeah. Yeah, people that already had drive-thrus and carry-outs like that.
Yeah.
But with you guys, you didn't see anything. How were your employees? How did they react when this all happened?
I think they were just as, they were just as concerned as us. I mean, we weren't sure, if we're ever going to open. You know, being brand new like that, what's going to happen? You know, is this the end? Or,
right.
They were pretty
scared.
Upset. Scared. Yeah.
So how's business been since we've been kind of going through these? Where are we at now? 50%, 75%?
75%.
Yeah.
And how's it been going?
It's been going okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's decent. I know they do come in. They're concerned, They call ahead. They ask what are the requirements? Can they come in? Can they sit down?
Do you guys have outside dining?
At Bark, we do. Mm-hmm. At the Bark Barbecue, we have a patio outside, so we are able to see people outdoor and give the distance that's necessary.
And you got a big place on the inside. You see, said you could spread them out.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So why don't you tell everyone, what's your decor like in the Bark Barbecue?
It's that whole, it's that black and red traditional.
Yeah, rustic.
Rustic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people you sit?
We sit 80 people inside and probably about... I see about 36 outside.
Let me ask you, how did you guys meet?
he can talk.
Was it a dance or something?
Got a fight,
I just want to know.
Stalker.
I stalked him, yes.
Did you?
Well, I met him.
You have to find someone good. That's what it takes. You know that.
I was over at a brewery in Crown Point, and... I had a friend that was working at this place, and we went in there for the first time, my wife and I, and tasted this amazing food.
Mm-hmm.
I was just we just were like, wow, this is a good burger. This is a really good burger. So we kept trying all kinds of different things, and then asked my friend who was working there as a busboy, who's the chef. So he had said it's a guy named Trey Mattson. So I said, oh, okay. So I'm sitting there. And a couple of days later, we went back. Beer was great, food was great. So we frequent there for about a week and looked over, and I saw a guy in a chef coat. I said, that must be the Trey guy. So I walked over and I looked over and I saw his tag and it said Trey. It's like, that's him. So I came back and I'm sitting there with my wife and I go, that must be the chef because it said Trey. We're sitting there and we're eating, we're talking. And next thing you know, he's at my left-hand side there. So he's standing there. He's ordering something to drink. He's, you can tell he's about to leave. And I look over, and I just introduce myself.
Uh-huh.
And I said, wow, this food is amazing. And he said, thank you. And I told him, I own a small place in Chesterton. We talked for a second. And this, then he had to go. So he's like, hey, nice to meet you. And that was it. And just real... nonchalant, but I found him on Facebook. found him on Facebook. Yes. Sent him a friend request. He remembered me. So and Trey, then we just kind of kept in touch.
So Trey, Rolando gave you an offer you couldn't refuse?
I mean, yeah. I mean, at the time it worked out, yeah.
Have you had that happen before to you?
No, not to that level.
No. Well, you know what, Rolando, you just kept going there. So what you probably seen was the food was good, but there's another important facet to it is consistency.
Yes.
And the food was probably very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time you went, it was always about, you know, the same, tasted good, same portions, Trey's shaking his head. And isn't that important?
It's the most important.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You could be anything else.
Yeah, it is. You know, I had a guy when I was younger, I tried to explain myself out of something. And he just looked at me and he said, Nick, be consistent. I don't care if it's consistently, I won't use the word he said, bad, or consistently
it's true.
Good. Be
always
consistent.
Be the same, yeah.
If it's good or bad. I mean, McDonald's has made millions off of
billions.
That. Billions. Billions on bad.
Bad.
Folks, we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Bark's Barbecue on from Portage. We have Rolando and Trey here. And we're talking barbecue and tasting barbecue. And you know what, Sharon, what's odd is this the studio's quiet.
Yeah, it's too quiet.
Yeah, you know, with this, what's going on with the pandemic and everything, it's like we don't have a lot of people here, and it's kind of...
And usually there is. Always usually people shuffling back.
Yeah,
here
there's always a buzz. Yeah. I'm waiting for people to come around. There's no people coming around. So we need you to call in to make the buzz. 769-9577. Give us a call. What different meats do you smoke?
We do brisket, pork, chicken. We do turkey legs. What else do we do? Ribs, rib tips. I think that's where we're at right now. We have reduced our menu a little bit since the...
You know, everyone's kind of done that, too.
There was more before and might increase again after this is all over, but to keep, you know.
So how large of a smoker do you have?
It can hold up to 800 pounds of meat.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
And is it located? Now, some people have it outside the building. Some have it inside. Is yours inside or outside?
Ours is. It's outside the main building, but it does have its own
where you can, like, a working door, its own building.
It's got its own hood. And it's got
So is this thing, like, runs itself?
It does to an extent. I mean, it does require, you have to keep feeding it wood, keep the temperature regulated, but it does have an assist on it that helps.
Where, like, gas might kick in if it's not...
It does, if it doesn't right, exactly.
And does it have, like, a rotating...
It is not a rotisserie, it's a flat.
It's flat.
Yep. It's got five racks.
Oh, so they're all right in front of you.
Yeah, right in front
so
of you.
So nothing
the
moves.
Two doors and everything. So if you stack it properly, you've got the, you know, the drippings from each meat is...
Falling on the other meat.
Yes.
Oh, so how do you stack it?
Right.
So what do you stack?
How the largest, you know,
the largest on
portions
top?
On top down to the smallest on the bottom, yeah.
Mm. So give us a basic procedure of how you would go through, like, rubbing down a pork butt or something like that.
Yeah, the pork butt, the way I do my pork, it's about a 72-hour process.
Wow.
I brine the pork butts first. And that sits in the brine for, depending on what size they are, anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. And that comes out, and then they get rubbed, and they sit for another 24 to 48 hours.
That's a procedure.
Yeah. And then the next, you know, that night, they'll go in, and they'll smoke overnight until the next morning.
So who watches this overnight?
It's
it
not,
just runs.
It runs. It's watched for the first 5 hours of cooking, and then it basically takes care of itself for the rest of the night.
Wow.
And I get there at 4 o'clock in the morning though, so
you're tired.
It's just what I do.
So how do you handle your ribs and what kind of ribs do you carry?
We do for right now we're doing the baby backs and the rib tips.
Mm-hmm.
We have done the St. Louis style and the beef ribs, but those are now currently off the menu temporarily.
So what kind of little secret can you give someone to make a really good rib?
Time, you know, again, I brine.
You brine the ribs too.
You know, anything you can do to impart flavor and, you know, create tenderness is.
So when you brine something, do you soak it in a brine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a basic brine, just a salt and sugar solution.
So do you do anything like taking that silver skin off the ribs? Do you strip them?
I'm smart enough to buy them with that taken off.
Oh, they have it with them taken off.
Because that's a pain in the ass.
I know.
Sorry.
Folks out there, when you're doing ribs. there's always this like silver back on it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you should peel it off, or you'll get like a really toughness.
Really tough.
Tough.
Yeah.
And people always have problems grabbing that skin. So what I always did is I throw a little salt on the end,
mm-hmm.
and that helps you grip it, and yep. then you just pull it off.
Take it off.
And then you can do what Trey said.
Okay.
Yeah. You can brime it, and then you can turn around and rub it, mm-hmm. and then you can turn around and smoke it. But yep. I guess at home, if you don't have a smoker, you use your grill.
You can.
Or yep. you can just wrap it in foil,
wood,
maybe.
Wood pellets.
Mm-hmm.
Wood
you,
chips
do,
in the bottom.
Do you use pellets at all?
I don't use pellets. I use logs.
You use logs. Now, what different woods? I know Tom asked you, but I was...
a combination of oak, cherry, and hickory.
But is it always a combination? Or
yes.
Okay. So certain meats just don't go cherry and...
No.
No.
No. I want to... It's a... I spent a lot of time studying different barbecue from, you know, across the country, and I just came up with my own style, and there was a specific flavor I wanted, and I came up with that with those three woods, and that's what I do.
Trey, so what is really barbecue? I mean, what is it? Everyone thinks it's a sauce.
No, it's barbecue is, that's a very vague term. It mm-hmm. describes a multitude of different styles of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It would take us 2 days to go through everything there is about
barbecue.
Barbecue,
but it's everyone thinks, oh, it's just it should be in sauce, like you sauce it.
Yeah,
but really, a barbecue is more like something that's rubbed and smoked. It's a technique of cooking.
It doesn't even have to be smoked. It's barbecue. It can be grilled. It's more of a. The best word to use for barbecue. It's like a.
It's a technique.
Yeah.
Where everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to have barbecue, and they're just thinking, just slather some sauce on something and just
right.
cook it. It's really
there's,
not like
that's
that.
That's the misconception, yeah.
You're right about
there's
that.
There's thousands of ways of doing it.
Yeah. Sharon, who we got online?
Got Alice.
Alice.
From Hobart.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you enjoying this heat out there?
Well, I'm staying in. So,
oh, so you're not going to go outside and barbecue, so you might get something from Bark's Barbecue, right?
Correct. Yeah.
You got a question for us?
I do. What are your hours, and where exactly are you located?
Our hours are Wednesday through Sunday, and we're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Closed on Mondays and Tuesdays.
And where in Portage are you?
6291 Central Avenue. So we're right across the street.
Okay.
We're right across street from the new fire station there on Central, right off of Willow Creek.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if you go down Willow Creek and turn right, you're down that way.
Yes, if you're coming, yes, when you're coming from Hobart, you would, yeah, if you're coming from 6 on Willow, let's say, you would make a right on Central Avenue, and we're on your right-hand side.
Okay, and you said you're open Wednesday through Sunday?
Yes, Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 8 o'clock, yes.
Okay.
I
enjoying the show and listening to everything that, you know, that you guys are doing over there. I know it's tough time, so we're hoping everybody comes out and visits.
So eat barbecue, what do you like? You like ribs? You like pulled pork? What do you like?
I like ribs. I like the dry rub sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like the sauce, but I like the dry rub. But I do like a good pulled pork.
I do serve all my meat sauceless. Everything that comes out is dry, and we serve the sauce on the side for people like you.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, and Bark's Barbecue out of Portage is going to be sending you out a gift card.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card. All you got to do is ask a really good question, and Rolando and Trey will be happy to mail you out a gift card from Bark's Barbecue. And you were talking about the sauces. Do you make your sauces?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a standard set of sauces?
There's... Four main sauces, then I do a sauce of the month.
Okay.
This month, it's a maple bourbon. The other sauces, it's a Memphis sweet, Texas spicy, Carolina zing, and Alabama white.
Okay, so do you have what's your hottest one?
The Texas spicy.
Okay, and then you go down to mild, like a barbecue or something
that?
Like
would that? Be the Memphis sweet is a very sweet, like, I mean, they're not really similar to anything. They're pretty unique sauces.
So how do you guys come up with the sauces? I mean, is it all up to you, Trey, or does Rolando come back from, KFC or somewhere like that,
no,
or Popeyes and says, hey, they had a great, sauce?
I just came up with the recipes.
You know, so testing. Are you self-taught, or did you go to school?
Oh, I did go to school, but for the most part, most of what I know is self-taught.
It's always like that. I went to school too. I learned more on the street than I ever did in college.
Yeah, the college is like an introduction, and then you guys actually go out and practice.
Yeah, the college craft. The college is like give them some money.
Right.
Yeah, and then they introduce you, but you don't get the hands-on true experience like you do when you're out there.
If you get lucky enough and you work for some great chefs, you can learn
a lot
more than you could ever learn in school.
Yeah, because you got to be doing it. A chef isn't always about
where you went to school.
No, and it's not about recipe. You can get a recipe anywhere,
pretty much,
and you can play around anywhere. But to be able to manage a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And make it work with the people and the timing and all the things that people don't realize, like the health department and the fire marshal and everyone coming in to inspect you and doing it right, that's the challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, coming up with the food, that's kind of fun and easy. I think it is. But running the place is the harder part.
Well, that's a talent, too. I mean, you know, coming up with the food and then putting your own creation on it, mm-hmm. your own techniques, you know, creating something original, I would think, would be very hard because so much has been done.
You think that's hard? I think that's easy.
I mean, it's easy for me, but because that's what I love to do.
Right.
I could see how people would find it challenging.
You know why? You know, and they have to find it challenging or we won't have people coming into our restaurant.
We'd be out of business. Yeah.
Something to stand yourself out. How did you get into what you do, being a chef?
It's just what I've always wanted to do.
Oh.
I mean, from when I was a little kid, I knew I wanted to cook for people.
So, Rolando, why don't you tell us some of the things that Trey made for us?
All right, we have our smoked chicken.
And that's a half chicken.
Half a chicken. We got our brisket and pulled pork. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a beef brisket, right?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what are some of the side dishes?
Our jalapeno cornbread.
It was very good.
Yummy.
Did you try that?
Yeah, I did.
It was good.
And we got some mac and cheese.
That was good, too.
Mm-hmm. And then our potato salad. Yummy. Yes. And, of course, a different variety of sauces.
The beef brisket just fell right apart. It was amazing.
Thank you.
So why do they call it a pork butt when it doesn't come from the butt? It comes from the shoulder.
It's from the shoulder, yeah.
Do you guys use
the butt? There's the butt. In the shoulder, there's two. That's the butt and the picnic.
Oh, okay. That's why they do it?
Yeah.
See,
you answered that for me.
The picnic, it's like here.
Oh.
The butt's right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Butt end of the
shoulder. So when you load this smoker, you got these big, huge butts,
mm-hmm.
you know, like fat bottom girls. Mm-hmm. And then you got ribs and you got the brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Do you load it all at once or do you load it like the big things first, and then so you can stagger it, and then when you go home, they all come together. Is that how it is?
That's exactly how it is.
Yep. Okay, so you stagger it in there.
It's staggered, yeah.
Okay, so you do chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke them.
We do.
Okay, now what do you do after that? How do you give them out to the customer? Are they given out smoked?
They're flash fried to give them a little crispiness.
Okay, then now do you use like a peanut oil or?
We use canola. 100% canola. Yeah.
Canola oil. Okay. So what are some of the other things you have? You have you make your own potato salad.
Oh, yeah. We make everything.
Okay. Now, I seen that you have, like, apple jalapeno coleslaw. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that what you have up there?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was very enjoyable. Do you guys do burgers there, too?
We do not.
You don't?
Nope. Straight barbecue. Okay. Smoked meats.
Okay. So inside your kitchen there, you got your hood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what equipment you got in there?
We have the flat top, range, and fryers, and then a holding cabinet for the.
So you take the day. So the things that are smoked are in this
comes from the straight from the smoker to the holding
to every
box. Yeah.
Really, mm-hmm. No burgers, huh? No chicken breasts,
nope.
Just all smoked. How about French fries?
Yes.
Now you guys cut your own.
We cut our own. Yes.
Yeah. Now, what kind of potato you use? Just a russet?
It's russet, yeah.
Russet potato. Now, do you do anything special with those potatoes? Now, I've been to like Five Guys. They like to flash fry them like the French used to lift them up and let them sit there for all day. And then
brine them, and then I brine everything. So I brine the potatoes for an hour, and then they are blanched, and then they're fried to order. So okay. They're twice fried.
They're twice fried.
Yeah.
That's pretty traditional.
Yeah.
So
that gives it the crisp outside and the pillowy inside. That's
right.
Really the only way to accomplish that. Otherwise, it's just either really crispy or really,
really
soggy.
Like my mother used to make.
Yeah.
You know, they, remember when your mother used to make French fries? I'm making French fries. And it was always like a fat, soggy fry.
Terrible.
Aren't those called steak fries?
Yeah. That's what
they Folks, call in 769-9577. 769-9577. We're sitting here with Barks Barbecue. We have Rolando and Trey, owners and chef of Barks Barbecue, and they're happy to give out a gift card as long as you got a good question for them.
So how do you make them perfect? The fries, they're either soggy or they're totally crispy. You brine
like
the potatoes.
If you what not to do is just cut the potato and throw it in the
fryer.
In the fryer.
Oh, that's how I always thought it was done.
No. Because they get really dark, and they're usually either really soggy or if you cook them till they get really hard.
And brown.
Really brown.
Okay.
So
what you want to do is you want to try and pull out some of the starch, and then that helps get you that just nice crispy outside and the pillowy inside.
What you're doing is you're building like a shell around it by just blanching them, letting them cool down, and then you refry them again.
Okay.
So I saw you had barbecued stuffed mushrooms.
Oh yes.
Explain that one.
It's a medium button mushroom stuffed with a combination of chicken, cherrywood smoked bacon, Monterey Jack cheese, and hickory smoked cheddar cheese.
And what's that served with? Just on its own?
It's the Memphis Sweet barbecue sauce.
That sounds really good too. Now you have like a sausage. You pump your own sausage?
We do. We were making our own sausages temporarily. Sausages.
Oh, because
off the menu.
Uh huh.
I make my own sausage. Yes.
So what's your grind? Is it a pork grind?
Pork and beef.
Pork and beef.
Yep.
And you actually use a natural casing and everything?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
How long would you say it took you to get as good as you are now?
I keep learning.
Keep learning, but you're good now. So how long do you think it took you to get to the place you're at now? Of course, you're going to keep getting better.
Decades.
Yeah, you just learn, you know, everywhere I go, I learn something. When I worked at a deli, and there was this lady, Bert, that worked there, she had a way to fry chicken and store it, and it lasts for, 2 hours, and this. You learn. It's that's one thing I picked up from. I had a guy that worked for me in my restaurant, and he didn't know anything. I was teaching him, but he came up with something, and it's like you learn. So everywhere you go, you sure learn something from someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
When I first started... I didn't know much, and I hired this one guy who was only there for 3 days. He came in and he said, "Hey, listen, would you mind if I move some stuff around?" And I said, "Yeah, whatever makes you comfortable." And I came in the next day, and he completely rearranged the kitchen. But man, did he work wonders for all of us?
Yeah,
it's like wow. So just and he was gone 2 days later.
Wow, what did he do?
But that's the amazing thing about. You know, this industry is you pick up stuff left and right from different people. Everyone's got a technique.
How did
he arrange it? Can you tell us? Or?
Well, he just,
everything
just,
flowed?
Flow different.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how it is in the kitchen. It's got to flow.
Got to flow.
One thing you don't want to do is have to bend down all the time.
Right.
That's really hard on you. Or too many steps to go get something. Sometimes in a smaller kitchen, you don't have the equipment. You got to do that kind of stuff. But in these people that have, the money to really set up kitchens, everything's, pretty much... chest high, right there on the table, and that's how you work. You move around and you just work it.
Yes.
Folks, you want to know how to work it? 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Rolando and Trey from Barks Barbecue out of Portage. Give us a call, get a gift card. You know, there's one thing, and it's maybe because I'm Greek, that I saw on your menu, and you probably don't have it, but the lamb, leg of lamb.
Lamb, yeah.
That sounds so good.
It is so good. It is also temporarily off the menu.
Is it?
Yeah.
And, just because. And how did you do the lamb? Did you plug it? Did you brine it? Did you do the same thing
no,
with everything else?
The lamb was basically just rubbed, and it would sit for 24 hours, and then it would be smoked. It was an 8-hour smoke on the lamb.
So with the bone in it?
No bones. No bone.
So did you do anything traditional, like people put like rosemary on it and thyme on it and mint on it? Nothing like that. It was like a traditional smoke, like you would smoke the rest of the meat.
Yep.
That sounds delicious. I wish I could enjoy that. Yeah.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Folks, thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And today our guests are Rolando Martinez and Trey Mattson from Bark's Barbecue out of Portage. They've been around since January, and they had a, you know, everyone had a tough going. I mean, the worst thing is to open up in January, and by March, you got to close down. I mean, that's the worst. And I've talked to some people that haven't made it. They were scheduled to come on the show, and I called them up afterwards, and no one's answering. Even the business phones are not being, you know, rung. So
just going to say good for you for making it, hanging in.
Yeah, to sticking in there. I mean, really. So, like, when you...
The most challenging of times.
I know. When you reopened up, did you, like, lose a lot of employees?
Yes. Yes, we lost a lot of employees. A lot of them didn't come back. A lot of them could have came back.
Right.
You know, but, you know, getting unemployment, I guess it just seems easier.
Right.
You could remind them that that's not forever.
Right.
But they just chose not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go to Bark's, what's the system? Like, how do you order? I mean, is a waitress? How's it all work?
It's basically a countertop service. So what you do is you come in, you come up to the counter, you place your order, you get a number, your silverware, you pick a chair, table. You sit down, and then we bring it out to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is that how it is at Big Time?
No, Big Time is the traditional servers.
Full service.
Come in. You sit down. You wait to be seated. You sit down. Server comes and takes your order.
So you got three places. Which ones do you feel easier to operate?
Probably Bark. Bark is the easiest. Yes.
Is it?
Oh, yes. It's the easiest. It's like a world of its own. Like I said, you know, when people could come in and place their order, sit down, it's a little less maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Trey, you deal with all the food. So is the prepping part, the getting going part easier?
It's the same.
It's the same.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. But the weird thing is that when you come in the morning, all your food's in the smoker.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so it's like you come in and your job's ready to go right away. Like everything's going opening up, turning on the lights and kind of gearing up. How do you like that compared to what I just said? Going in and look, you like that when it's all ready? Does it feel like pressure? Like, oh my God, this stuff is ready. I got to hurry up.
No, I'm used to it now. I walk up, I walk through the building, I unlock the doors, I turn on the equipment, I walk straight to the smoker, and that's the first thing I do every day. Start wrapping the meat and getting it ready to go.
Do you wrap any of the meats when you smoke, or everything's opened?
It's open.
It's all open. When you do this smoking and everything, you got all this wood and stuff. I mean, you got to, like, go in there and dig out the ashes?
Yeah.
And
yes, you do. Yeah, dig out the ashes every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Yeah. Do you hose out the thing, too, a lot?
Once a week. We take the whole thing apart and clean it every week.
Yep. That just seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
That part's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, do you have, like, anything for kids?
We have a kids menu, yeah.
You do have a kids menu. Yep. What do you offer on the kids menu?
They can get the chicken. It's a quarter chicken as opposed to a half chicken.
So you don't do like a chicken strip?
No.
Okay.
No. So it's the smoked, same as the...
So everything is... There's no breaded items or... It's all smoked.
We do a beer battered smoked provolone stick.
Yeah. So you guys do that from scratch?
Yeah.
So you guys do a lot from scratch?
Everything.
Everything.
Every single thing in the restaurants, yes.
Really? How do you like that?
I love that. That's what I do. That's where I wouldn't do it any other way.
But you're doing it.
I personally wouldn't do it any other way.
But you're doing it all.
I make it all, yeah.
Do you have somebody that helps you prep? You're prepping it, and then you have your people come in later.
And they come in. They are working the line, but, you know, I prep everything.
So do you do anything catering? Do you have any kind of catering menu out there for Bark's yet?
We don't yet. I am currently working on one, though. that is something I have in the works.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people call, you know, can
we've
get
done a few small ones.
Pulled pork for 100, 150 people, something simple. Yeah.
And something like that, they should call how far in advance?
Right now we need it like a week in advance.
Right, because you got to order it all in and stuff like that.
Yeah. With, just with the times the way they are now, a week would be adequate.
So but what kind of events would you do if you cater? You do weddings and things like that?
Whatever.
Do whatever.
But,
whatever.
Yeah, but you guys wouldn't serve it. You would pretty much make it and they would pick it up and deliver it and kind of set it up. And that's what I do. I mean, the service part is really hard. Mm-hmm. They actually have servers and on hand, especially when you don't have that many employees to begin with to actually have to. So you don't have, like at your place, you don't have like an area where you can like, I don't want to say rent, but where they could have a party in the corner or anything like that? You have like a set-off?
We've done a few small small gatherings inside. I mean, the dining room's a decent size to where you can kind of separate it off and still have room for regular customers.
We had a small party of like 40, 50 people. This is when we first opened back in January.
Yeah.
Missed those days.
Yes. And we're still able to accommodate everybody else.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Folks, 769-9577, we got about 10 minutes left. Give us a call. We're talking with Bark's Barbecue out of Portage, and we got Rolando and Trey here, and they're giving out gift cards to Bark's Barbecue. You know, with these troubling times and people not really visiting, everyone's a little soft, are you dealing with any kind of delivery services at all?
Delivery? We have not started delivery yet.
No. Are you dealing with any kind of DoorDash or Grubhub? Or?
No, I mean, they've called before.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
But not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah. How was your experience with those people?
I mean, it's been fine. I mean, we'd rather they come show up first, place the order there, and then So we wait for them to show up. They like to place their order. We tell them, hey, listen, it'd be better if you just come in, place your order. Mm-hmm. And they do. They're like, all right, we'll be right there. They show up and place their order.
It amazes me how people will like order from Grubhub and stuff and just pay that upcharge for the food. I mean, and our experience with it is it's been 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then sometimes these guys order and they don't come for an hour to pick up the food.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you feel guilty, like, you know, like, hey, this stuff has been sitting around. Now I should reheat it or not. Who do you call? You don't even know who to call to ask who's going to come and pick up the food and things like that. Are you thinking about any kind of delivery service?
That's something we talked about. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, with all the all the challenges that are taking place in our area,
staffing issues.
You think your building has room to put a little drive-in through pickup window, pop out some bricks?
We have looked at it. Quite honestly, we have looked at it. There is a possibility. Mm-hmm.
So, do you agree with me that probably if anyone that wants to open a restaurant, the thing they should look for is a pickup window?
Yes.
Right now, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of saved me a little bit.
I bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you guys had a pickup window, you probably would have probably just kept trucking instead of... Because I know the restaurants around us, none of them had carry-out windows but us and, of course, the McDonald's and the Taco Bell. And they all had to shut down because there was no one wanted to walk in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people are really into that curbside.
It didn't seem as if there was too many that were into it.
I don't see why you wouldn't be into it though. I mean, why they wouldn't be? It's not a big deal. You just
same thing,
call when you basically get there and they bring it out. It's the same, you know, it's okay for me. I mean,
I think it's just, I don't know. Maybe people don't like people approaching their car. I'm not sure. Or they just, we're just attuned to going through a pickup window, and it seemed like, hey, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
So I was looking through your menu, but you were telling me you do have alcohol at Bark's Barbecue.
Yes. We sell draft and bottled and canned beer.
Now, do you do anything with the microbreweries around here?
You know, we had discussed this when we first opened that we would probably just stay with our just traditional, just domestic beers, only because – you know, certain IPAs, double IPAs, certain stouts can affect your palates.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating smoked meat, it does throw off the taste. You know, I never thought about that. Trey brought that up one day. He's like, you know, I think we're going to have to go in this direction. And it worked out great.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, versus like, of course, at Big Time or Gastro, everyone wants some kind of craft beer, something different with their burger. But I think when you're having smoked meat, people are pretty smart to know that, you know, well, I don't think I want to double IPA with
I never knew that. Because there's certain beers you want to stay away from if you're having barbecue.
Yeah. I designed the menu at Big Time to go with the craft, the stronger flavored beers. But at Bark, you know, the barbecue has the stronger flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to affect that with the, you know, the stronger, you know.
So what, you think an ale
would be
better?
Safe beer, the Pilsner?
Or? Yeah, the lighter beers is more what people are in tune to when eating barbecue.
Your Miller, your Coors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're finding. How about wine? Do you guys deal with any wines?
We started to, but again, it didn't really take off too well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just came back just to the basics. You know, our sales aren't that, when it comes to beer, it's not a big, you'd be surprised. People want their iced tea and water.
Yeah.
You know, we probably sell more iced tea than we sell Pepsi. Surprisingly.
Because of the stronger flavors, the smokes and the barbecues and stuff like that.
It pairs well with barbecue.
So Trey, do you do like a nightly special, a weekly special? You do anything like that? I know right now it's kind of
right now. I was actually just right before this happened. I was just putting together. I was going to start because we opened in January. I was going to start doing the weekly features because I was doing them at Big Time. I was going to start doing it at Bark, but this happened and I just haven't gone back to it yet. I'll wait till we start to pick up a little bit before I start doing the.
So, what kind of special would you think you would? What was one you were thinking of?
Oh, there's so many.
Were they all
meats out
smoked
there
related, or was it something a little bit?
Well, that's what, like you said before, burgers. I was going to do a burger feature over there with some burnt ends or something, or doing burnt ends as a feature. You know, just different things, or pick a different meat altogether. You know, duck or anything.
Now, what part of the rib is burnt ends? That's the ends of the rib? Or?
No, burnt ends is actually off the brisket, off the...
when you smoke the point of the brisket gets kind of like charred a little bit.
Yeah, you take off the cap of that, and it's kind of it's a fattier, it's got a lot of marbleization
right.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that, and then you smoke it for longer. That's where the burnt ends comes from, because you smoke it until it gets really dark on the outside, and then you chop those up, and that's a burnt end.
Okay, I've had some before. They're delicious.
I love
those burnt ends.
You know, everyone laughs at me because I like everything well done. This is how I am, so I love burnt ends.
There
I like things that are crispy. I really think charred is a flavor. I mean, to me, I like things that are charred. I mean, people are like, oh, you're charred, but I like things that are charred. But seafood, I didn't see any seafood. Do you got any seafood on that menu?
That was another thing I was going to
start. I'm reading your mind, Trey.
Introducing on feature menu is the smoked salmons and stuff like that, whitefish. But again, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, because you could
it's definitely going to be in our future, though.
Yeah, I know in the grocery store, because I used to run seafoods, the smoked salmon and whitefish, they used to sell cold.
Yeah.
And people would
delicious.
Just,
oh, yeah.
oh people just bought that stuff like it was going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things. And there was a company, I'm not sure where they were from, but that's all they did was they took salmon steak or filet and they would smoke it and cryovac it and just sell it.
Yeah.
So, Rolando, you're the entrepreneur and you seem pretty aggressive. Any projects you're thinking about in the future?
Well, there's always something, you know.
He's smiling. He's not going to tell
something
us, but something.
Behind that smile.
He's seen something. What do you think about that, Trey? Trey's like, oh, no. Oh,
well, we actually do have our food truck that we're.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you guys got a food truck.
Yeah. It just was finished getting wrapped earlier this week.
And what does it say on it?
It's ready to be picked up.
Is it a Bark's food truck?
Bark's food truck?
It's a totally different. It's,
it's called.
Big Dogs, Hot Dogs, Brats, and More.
Okay, so you got to now you got to start pumping hot dogs and brats and more.
And more.
Are you actually going to pump hot dogs? No. Okay, I didn't think so. Now you're getting it unwrapped, and you know the food truck business is really bad right now.
It's challenging. Yes.
Because I've seen them on the side of US 30 and Valparaiso lined up. I've actually had a couple of them call me and ask if they can park in my parking lot on Sunday and sell stuff because we're closed on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in a rush, are you?
No.
No, I'm not in a rush.
Yeah. Do you have anything lined up for that truck yet?
No, actually, we just got it wrapped. It's actually ready for pickup and everything. So we just, but we just haven't gone to pick it up. Got a little busy this week, but yes, that is the next thing.
That's your new project.
Next project, yeah.
Next, Trey's looking away. That's the next project. Well, I mean, so when you get a food truck, so how does that work? Do you got to, like, find venues to go to? How do you?
Well, we've had quite a few calls already, just because it was sitting in our parking lot for months, just sitting there, and we've had quite a few phone calls of people that want to
have parties and have you just come by
parties
and serve.
And
you know, and when me and Sharon have had people on with food trucks, it seems like that's a really big thing. Is not just the festivals, but doing private parties.
Yeah.
You know, people hire the food trucks to come over and do a private party.
Yep. And it seems like they didn't even have to advertise. It was like word of mouth gets around, and that got them the next gig, and so on.
Traveling billboard.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
So you're saying this truck is ready to go then?
Yes.
You're just waiting for a vaccine, and we're ready to go too. That's what we're all waiting for to go.
So how do you keep track of it all? Because you have several different restaurants and different... Mm-hmm. You know, ventures and all the food, it seems like it's all kind of different.
Yes,
how do you guys do that? It's not like all the same thing where you're just going, okay, we're going to do it here and the same thing here, like in Chesterton.
Well, don't they merge a little bit? Do you have certain things that cross over, some sauces that cross over between the restaurants?
Very little bit.
Really?
How do you guys keep track of all that?
It's just the
systems. I build a lot of systems to keep things
straight. You got to have recipes, you got to have prep lists, you got to have things like that. You just got to be, like I say, it's called mise en place.
Yeah.
It's like everything in its place.
Yeah.
And if you're that way, the recipes come, you know, as you do it, you get kind of used to it, but it's all about being organized and being a good manager.
Amazing staff.
That's exactly.
Yeah, you got to have good staff.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to, believe it or not, we went through that hour really quick, you know. Trey.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some like a commercial. Say what you want to say to your public out there.
Oh my god. I mean, just please come in and try some of the food at our restaurants.
So you want them to come in the Barks or all the places?
No, any of them, please.
How about you, Rolando?
Give them a whirl.
Same thing. Yes, please come try it out. Something different. Portage doesn't have that much barbecue. We thought we'd come out with something very unique and different, and we'd love to have you all come out and give us a try.
Well, Sharon, we want to thank... Rolando Martinez from Barks Barbecue and Trey Manson from Barks Barbecue. But they also have Big Time Burgers and Brew.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other place again?
Gastro 49.
And Gastro 49. And where are they located?
Gastro 49 is in Chesterton. And Bark and Big Time are in Portage, Indiana.
And again, where is Barks Barbecue located, Trey?
It's on Central Avenue, right across from the new fire station.
And the hours?
It is 11 to 8, Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in, taking time out, making us some really delicious food, giving us some knowledge about barbecue and smoking. I want to thank Sharon for running the boards for me because I don't know how to do that. And I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for listening. And I hope you stay cool. And I really, really encourage you to go to Barks Barbecue in Portage. If you want a good smoky flavor, everything smoked. Trey makes everything from scratch. It's a nice little drive. It's beautiful outside. They hope to see you tonight even, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, everyone, thank you for joining us here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio out of Merivale. And what we got to say is, Yasu!